Anxiety is building on the Navajo Nation in northern Arizona over the fate of nearly 1,000 jobs connected to the West's largest coal-fired power plant. As we've reported, operators of the Navajo Generating Station say they're shutting down in 2019 because the plant can't compete with the low cost of natural gas. That means the coal mine that supplies the plant could be shutting down too, unless tribal officials can come up with a new plan. Here now's Peter O'Dowd went to this remote spot and found a story about coal, jobs, and the environment different from any other in America.
It's different for one because to many Navajos, the land that holds the coal is sacred.
The lack of access is a blessing in a lot of ways, in that we get to live a life that we chose to live.
Getting to Herb Yazzie's ranch takes several hours from the nearest city in a truck with very high clearance. But once the trek is over and you step outside, it sounds as if a mute button has been hit. It's just Yazzie and me, the sky, and a few cows scampering by.
And these animals are part of that. They're essential to instill the sacredness of all of this to the young kids.
And where does that coal mine that's just over the hill fit into all this?
It doesn't fit. As far as I know, there are no sacred songs for coal. There's no prayers for coal.
Yazzie's lived around here for more than 50 years, long before miners started pulling coal from the earth about a mile away. Since the 1970s, Peabody's Kayenta coal mine has fueled the Navajo Generating Station.
It's a problem. The blasting creates the dust, the coal dust, that drifts, unfortunately, towards our area like a fog.
So when you got the news earlier this year that the Navajo Generating Station would be shutting down far earlier than it was expected, and that because of that, this mine would most likely be shutting down along with it, what did you think?
Let it be. Let it expire. Because the way we look at it is we've had enough of the destruction and the pollution.
So you celebrate the decision.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people don't, right? I mean, a lot of people would say there's a lot of jobs that that mine provides, and there's a lot of jobs that the generating station provides. And this is a poor place.
Well, you know, what's your definition of a poor place? If you live according to the teaching of the holy people and the traditional people, we've been destroying the land. We've been participants in this destruction. Our natural resources has been exploited, and so let's quit this.
So the wealth to you is in the land itself.
Oh, yes.
Let me ask you another question, because one of the fascinating things I think about this mine that's just over that bluff is that the black rock that comes out of it gets transported to the Navajo Generating Station. It gets burned up into electricity, and it helps supply millions of people across the Southwest with power, and it moves tons and tons of water from the Colorado River to Phoenix and to Tucson. Isn't that important, though? I mean, how do you see that?
Well, it's to benefit others. That's always been the purpose. We've got taken. We got exploited.
Peabody would not tape an interview for this story, but a spokeswoman says the company has been a good neighbor over the years by providing more than 300 high-paying local jobs, restoring much of the land back to its natural state, and giving locals access to fuel for heating and much-needed water.
A lot of people are going to be out of work, so that's the only problem. And if they shut the power plant,
people, they depend on it. We get water, resource, stuff like that.
I met John Davis and his wife next to a Peabody wellhead just down the road from Herb Yazzie's ranch. John is filling four buckets in the back of his pickup. Like many people on this remote reservation, the Davis family has no running water, so they come here every other day to fill up.
For us local, we need coal to burn in the wintertime, so it'll be a misfortune for us, you know.
So you go down to the dock where you can actually pick up coal and buy it and put it in the back of your truck. You do that?
Yeah.
So for you, this coal mine's important.
Yeah.
But some of those benefits will dry up if Peabody leaves. Not far from the well, this conveyor belt carries coal to a train, which loads up and then chugs along to the power plant 80 miles to the west. Peabody is willing to lower its prices to keep the operation moving, and that's something the Navajo and neighboring Hopi tribes would like to see. The power plant and the coal mine provide them with millions of dollars in royalties every year. So when this belt stops, so will the money.
Well, we would end up with basically nothing to a large extent.
Daniel Hanani is the executive director of the Hopi Tribal Government. The reservation is tucked away inside the much larger Navajo Nation, essentially cutting Hopis off from the outside world. 80% of its general fund comes from mine royalties, and Hanani says losing it will crush a vital source of money to pay government salaries on a reservation where well over half the population is already unemployed.
In some cases, we have as many as 3 to 4 families living in a household. They are overcrowded in their home. Kids can't study. And because we have limited jobs here on the reservation, it's a stressful situation, and they're getting into drugs and alcohol.
You knew this was coming in a way, right? Yes. You could see what was happening with the cost of natural gas and with the coal in general in this country. So why weren't you better prepared? Why is so much of your budget still reliant on that coal?
It's the only source that we have that we've ever taken a look at. And the information was that we had major supply of coal and there was going to always be a need for it until 2044. And so I'm not saying that we were complacent. But we have difficulty in doing our own economic development.
My name is Catherine Kwayoma, and I am the court administrator for the Hopi Tribal Court.
What does the closure of the mine mean to you?
Closure of the mine, to me, will mean insufficient court services.
The reality of life without coal is starting to sink in across the reservation. At the tribal courthouse, a pink portable building off the highway, Koyakahoma says her budget relies on the general fund. The judges' jobs are on the line. Hers could be too. What about beyond the justice system? Are you worried as a citizen, as a member of the Hopi community, about all the other things that the general fund provides?
Yes. We're just going to be abandoned. It seems like we're just going to be abandoned out here, you know, out so far out in this area if we lose some of those services.
And then what?
I think as a Hopi woman, I probably have the means to survive. Our culture teaches us how to plant corn, how to take care of it, how to basically have basic survival skills. So if it comes to that, I could say at that point that I'm a rich Hopi woman because I have a lot of corn.
Hopi officials don't believe it's realistic that Hopi people will just return to the land. They're actually more concerned that layoffs will force families to leave the reservation and erode the tribe's tradition along with it. But all of this misses the point, according to Percy Deal. He lives on a hillside where the wind has room to run.
Look at this house. Look at...
Deal opens a gate to his garden and says people like him have never benefited from mine royalties.
See, look. It's split in apart. And
there's a crack in the wall here.
Yeah. And the windows are all inadequate.
And the dirt roads are impassable when it rains. Above all, there's no running water. It's too expensive for homeowners to dig a private well, but the mine and the plant combined use billions of gallons of water every year for people who live far away from this parched hillside.
See, I got rain gutter here. You come down in here, and then another one on that side.
So what we're looking at right now is you've got your rain gutter system that's on top of your house, and it drips into another
55-gallon drum.
Yeah.
Now.
And so what do you use that water for?
I'll show you.
Deal takes the cover off a stack of buckets, and inside, there's a purifying filter.
Right there. See how clean that thing is?
Fresh water.
Yeah.
You can drink it.
You can drink it. If I had a cup, I would let you taste it.
It so happens I have a bottle in the truck. There's a little spigot. Okay, hold on a second. Here we go. Okay.
Taste it.
All right, so this is your filtered rainwater.
Yep.
It's delicious.
Oh, yes.
It tastes great. So when we're talking about this coal mine and the Navajo Generating Station, in relation to all this, what do you think?
The water belongs to us. It belongs to me. And it doesn't do me any good to have Peabody using it. I don't get a drop of it.
So you're not sorry to see them go?
I'm not sorry at all. I'm happy that they're going to... I want them to go at the earliest time.
For now, the mine is on track to keep digging coal until 2019, and Percy Deal will continue his trips to the public well to fill the 55-gallon drums that are scattered in piles around his yard. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.